I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. When we think about the practice of female genital mutilation, or FGM, one thing quickly comes to mind, that it should be stopped. But my colleague at the BBC, Anne Soy, has been talking to a group of women in Kenya who support the practice. Anne Soy joins me now. And Anne, tell me about these women. I know you went to a meeting. Who was there and what were they talking about?
Well, there were well over 1,000 women who had gathered from 8 clans of the Maasai. And they said that for many years, people have been talking about female genital mutilation. No one consulted them, even when the country was coming up with laws that prohibited FGM. And so they felt that they were being discriminated against and they needed to make their voice heard. And they were coming to address the government to tell them that they wanted the practice to go on.
So these are women, they're part of the Maasai people that any visitor to Kenya often sees the Maasai people, very proud, a lot of traditions. One thing I think I just want to sort of get out there right now, it's a difficult topic, but female genital mutilation is sort of just that. You know, it's a ritual, used to be called circumcision, but we're talking about the removal of a clitoris and possibly the inner or outer labia. And this is done as a ritual to bring women in certain parts of the world to adulthood. It's a signifier, but it's deeply controversial, as is obvious just from its description. Why do these particular women, these Maasai women, support it?
Well, one, they say it's their tradition and it's been handed down to them. Generations of Maasai women have been practicing this, and so they don't see why they should stop that now. And one of the reasons they gave me is also that the men practice male circumcision and no one has a problem with that. In fact, it's being encouraged because research has shown that it is helpful to help prevent HIV/AIDS transmission. And so they say that if anyone wants to stop circumcision, it should be for both male and female. And for them, it's an important rite of passage. It marks that point when a girl stops being a girl and becomes a woman. And so anyone who's not been circumcised in their eyes is a girl and not a woman and not fit to carry out certain traditions that only women are allowed to carry out.
I mean, it's interesting, the comparison to circumcision. Of course, male circumcision is completely different and doesn't present any of the issues that female genital mutilation does. But what you touch on is an important thing. In my reading, the sort of external pressure to stop this practice is really seems to be what a lot of the Maasai and other proponents of it really reject. Let's play an audio clip of one of the Maasai activists that you met, and she's arguing for female genital mutilation.
The Swahili have a saying, a person who abandons her culture is a slave. Why do they want to make me a slave? But we believe it's easier for a circumcised woman to give birth. If an uncircumcised girl gets pregnant, she has to be cut before she gives birth, and that leaves her with scars. Otherwise, I as a mother cannot touch her. She's dirty. She won't find a husband. Even the one who impregnates her will disown her.
Now, it's an interesting comment, and as I understand it, the women who do not undergo female genital mutilation are sort of ostracized and won't get married. I'm curious whether at this meeting, were there any women who were saying, no, we have to end female genital mutilation?
Well, there was one activist who is anti-FGM, but she was quiet throughout the meeting. I tried to talk to her and she said that they had agreed that they would come and listen to the women. She's a leader in that community. And so they were just coming to listen to the women and take their issues. There had been a previous meeting of this women where they turned violent and started attacking women who had abandoned the practice, women who are preventing their daughters from undergoing the cut. And so this was meant to sort of, you know, make a declaration to say that the Maasai women are going for it. Of course, there are a few who have abandoned the practice, but they're not regarded very highly in the community.
The female genital mutilation, it's a very tough topic to talk about, and it must be tough to report on. What's it like for you talking to these women directly?
At first, I was afraid that because I also come from an ethnic community that traditionally has practiced FGM, but the levels have really gone down. So I know from my own culture that a woman who's not been circumcised is seen as, you know, a child in front of a woman who's been circumcised. And so I thought that that was going to be a barrier because the women who've been circumcised don't have no respect at all for women who haven't. And so I thought it was going to be a barrier, but luckily we found women who are willing to talk to us. And of course, we're being very, very careful. We were asking the men, because it was easier to talk to them, when is the right time to approach the women to talk. And even when we went to the meeting, we stood about 100 meters away because these women were carrying sticks. They were ready for war, and anyone who looked like an intruder would face their wrath. So we kept our distance, and we had to consult with the chiefs. We had to consult with the elders to find out when was the right time to approach.
The BBC's Anne Soy in Kenya. Thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you.